Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back at the Pine Bluff Country Club Four Bowl, and we usually get some friends on from UAPB when we're here, and we've got a special guest coming up in 1 second to talk about that. And when we talk about sports, we've got to talk about our friends at UAMS because, again, you athletes out there, and whether you're a weekend warrior or somebody who's a high-level college athlete, sometimes things don't go well from an injury standpoint, and you need the best in the business to help put you back together again. UAMS is that. And UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine is here to help you. They've got a number of different facilities around the state, and they are perfect when it comes to any kind of injury. Doesn't matter what kind of problem you're having, hip, knee, shoulder, elbow, spine, hand, foot, ankle, anything. Comprehensive care to help you move better, feel better, and get back to doing what you love. UAMS Health has Arkansas's largest orthopedic team as well and the state's most fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons. They are the true experts whose teaching and research are relied on by other physicians. So when you want the best, when you are in need, you know UAMS is the one. 501-686-TOSH for more information. 501-686-8674. And they've got that great new rehab facility over on Rodney Parham, too. So, again, just not resting on their laurels. They're getting better all the time. Just like Coach Bozeman's trying to do with his basketball team. Joining us here now. UAPB special event tomorrow, and Coach, appreciate you popping over. I know you're busy this time of year, but
thank you.
Summer about to wrap. I'm sure you got your guys on campus, and
yes.
You guys rocking and rolling.
Yes, we've been putting in work for about 4 weeks now.
Okay,
so excited to have the guys on campus. Like our team so far, they're working it extremely hard. So plan on having a really good season this year.
I like it. Yes, this is year what for you?
This will be going to year six. I've been in 5 years
now. That is wild.
I'm like a veteran coach now.
You are. You're an old head.
That's crazy to think about you as a veteran head coach because I still remember watching you with the Trojans.
Right.
It wasn't too long ago.
It wasn't. I'm still young. Still got a lot of energy, a lot of fire. But just continue to grow and continue to get better each and every single year.
What have you learned? What are some things that have been key that you maybe didn't know, I guess, when you started out as a head coach?
I would say the biggest thing I've learned is patience, just having patience. I'm a guy that wants to get it right now, but just having patience with the guys, having patience with the whole program, you know what I mean? So I'm just excited. I've learned to have patience with our guys, and it's taking our program to the next level. We were picked 11th last year, and we finished top four this year, so it was a big jump.
Yeah.
Pine Bluff has always kind of been at the bottom. And so to see the program head in the right direction has been a valuable and a great experience for us.
There she is. Coach Leek is joining us, too, and we'll get her thoughts on her team in a second and talk to her about this event. Phil, I'll let you handle the camera work there so we can get them both on. You guys can try to kind of sit close together so we can get you on the stream, get those good-looking faces on. There you go.
That's a two-shot.
Very good. Welcome, Coach. How are you?
Thank you. Good to see you.
So, okay, well, now that you sat down, we'll talk about your team in a second, but let's move into the conversation about the Hall of Fame hat there.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, freshly minted.
That's right. That's nice.
Show it when you got it.
Yeah, absolutely. But let's talk about the event tomorrow. We were talking off the air about it a little bit, but what's going on tomorrow, and what's the goal of the event?
We have our celebrity basketball game tomorrow at 3 p.m. at H.O. Clemens Arena, and, it's just a way to bring the community together. We're going to have so many fans, supporters, businesses, and our youth all in one spot. It is also a great way to highlight our programs, men and women's basketball. And we're looking forward to a great upcoming season. So we're just excited, want everybody to come out and enjoy.
What are your roles during the actual celebrity game? Are you playing? Are you coaching? Or are you smack talking?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of smack talking for sure. Because let me tell you, Solo, his team is stacked. He makes sure of it. But Team Leek is also incredible. So it's going to be fun. Just looking forward to seeing those guys get out there and compete and play. A lot of familiar faces. Looking forward to Cheryl Ford, my former teammate from Louisiana Tech. She's going to be here to coach. So the coaching is handled. We're just going to sit back and enjoy.
Who are the other celebs that are coming in?
Archie Goodwin played with the Phoenix Suns and played in the NBA for 4 seasons. Daryl Macon played in the NBA for a couple seasons with the Miami Heat. Then he was with Dirk Nowitzki with the Mavericks. Dominique Rodgers-Crumatie, NFL Pro Bowler.
Yep.
That's a big name right there. And then she talks about my team, but she also has Jarvis Bernardo, who was a NBA champion with the Miami Heat.
Yeah.
And then we got some former Golden Line players that we're excited about. They're coming back. Sean Dawes, Marcel Mosley, Kylan Milne, Keon Williams, Daquan Morris, the list goes on. Yeah. So excited to have those guys back playing in the game.
Are they playing somewhere? Are they?
Yeah, they're all playing overseas.
Sean got buckets, tons of them.
Yes, he did.
Scoring machine when he was here.
And he's still getting buckets to this day.
That's awesome. That'll be fun. So 3 o'clock tomorrow at Clemens Arena. And what this is a fundraiser, I guess, for?
It is. It's a fundraiser, really, for NIL, for our basketball players. And, you know, we have to be competitive. We have to be creative to be able to fundraise for those efforts.
Absolutely.
But at 1 o'clock, we have some younger generation of the Arkansas Hawks are going to play the Memphis War Eagles, the 7th grade team.
Oh, that's fun.
And, Bill Ingram is over the Arkansas Hawks, so I really want to thank him for allowing them to play in this.
Absolutely. Well,
you
that's
guys
very
both
cool.
had really nice bounce-back seasons this last year. What led to that? And then I also kind of wonder about, it's so difficult to keep roster consistency. So in the same idea, keeping on-court consistency is just as difficult.
It is. You know, fortunately, I have all my starters except one coming back. And that is not the norm in college basketball right now, even at the Power 5, level. So I'm really happy that we have our nucleus back. And then we added a 6'4 and 6'5. Woo, I love to say that.
No doubt.
Yes, down in the paint to dominate and take care of that. So, winning 15 games last year, I don't think we're going to be able to sneak up on anybody. Everybody's going to be ready for UAPB's basketball. So we know the target's on our back, and now we're just preparing to win even more.
Yeah, I call games in a one-bid league, and obviously the SWAC typically has been that as well. So what's the makeup of the league on both sides for you guys this year? What do you think you're facing? I mean, and again, it's hard to know year to year, right?
Right.
Well, I mean, I think the league is getting better every year, because of the NIL. So I think the league is getting better. I think teams are getting more talented players. And then, the SWAC has been really good. I mean, we beat teams in non-conference. We beat UIC last year. I know Coach Lee.
University of Memphis.
University
we were 1-0.
Memphis.
We beat North Alabama at the buzzer, made ESPN top 10. We had some highlights.
Yeah.
We got in there and beat some people that we weren't supposed to beat. So
absolutely.
That's always a plus.
What's the selling point? And I know you both have pretty good, representation from Arkansas. What's the selling point to in-state kids to come to UAPB?
Well, first of all, I'm all about, stay in state.
Yeah,
some great kids here in the state of Arkansas who can play. I'm from Eastern Arkansas myself. Mm-hmm. And stay home. And then UAPB has such a rich culture. The culture, band, the community, the family. It is right here in your backyard. And it's a Division I program.
Yeah.
So, come on to the yard.
The yard.
Like, yeah.
I see the billboard when I'm going over I-30 every morning. So, yeah, spreading the word. And for you, same thing.
Same thing. I'm close to family. I always preach, we've had guys go make a ton of money. So you come here, we put you in position to go make a lot of money. We had a guy go make $300,000 this year. We had another guy make $100,000. So, it's life-changing money for themselves and their families.
Sure.
So
it's the same for the girls. It's the same for the women's team.
Same for the girls.
Just the same kind of opportunities.
That's right. And that is another selling point. You have an opportunity. You have an opportunity to play in a competitive league that play all types of program. We play the SEC. We play the OVC. We play everybody.
You guys will play anybody.
We'll play anybody.
Everybody. We have the Razorbacks to start off this year.
So we
start off with the Razorbacks. Excited to play coach against John Calipari. They're probably number one in the country. They're loaded.
Yeah, they got a great team.
Has that been announced yet?
I was just going to say, I think we got some breaking news.
I think this is breaking news, Coach.
I might have broke that news. that may be my bad. But excited about playing those guys.
Well, I love that they're playing in-state. I think it's really good, and it's a great opportunity. And, again, when you get Arkansas kids, you grow up, a lot of the kids do, as an Arkansas fan. And getting a chance to play against them up there,
right,
or even if you're at a neutral site in Little Rock or North Little Rock, it's still such a cool thing. And, a chance to go knock them off. And we've seen some, whether we're talking about women's or men's, had some, more on the women's side, some opportunities to have that team knocked off by another in-state
team.
So
right.
That's a cool deal.
Yeah, and always good for the players to see, they're sizing themselves up.
100%.
This is the level I'm trying to get to. Let me see what I'm made of
here. Well, I can't wait to see these bigs. Now, we had promised to have – you're doing a midday game, right?
I guess so.
Aren't you? Don't you have an 11 o'clock game?
We had an 11 o'clock game last year where we invited the kids.
We had talked about doing a streaming kids day, and we're going to come down and do the show. I told Coach Lee.
Oh, so I've seen a lot of streaming kids baseball. There is nothing like Screaming Kids basketball.
Yeah.
Indoors, right. You can make 4,000 sound like 25,000.
Right.
It's amazing.
Or Pine Bluff, we can make 15 sound really loud. So it's we got a lot of background noise here. We're in the 1914 lounge, and there ain't a lot of lounging going on. There's a lot of yammering going on.
Obviously, but, pre-prohibition 1914.
There is no doubt. No doubt about that. But listen, I appreciate y'all. Hope things go well tomorrow. Tickets to the door in advance. What do you want me to do?
You can buy tickets at UAPBLinesRoy.com as well as the door. They're going to be taking cash or card.
Okay, very good. Best of luck this weekend. I don't know what
you guys
have on the line, if there's like a lunch bet or anything, but good luck then, and obviously more importantly, good luck on the season.
Thank you.
Thanks for the news. Thanks for the news, guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you.
Look at that.